Hi, this is Chris Peterson, host of the Penny Forward podcast. The Penny Forward podcast is completely produced by blind-owned businesses, including Taylor's Accessibility Services. Find her web hosting services and accessibility consulting services at taylorarnt.com. That's TAYLORARND.com. Also, we appreciate you listening to the Penny Forward podcast. If you appreciate us, we hope you'll consider providing a small donation to our tip jar to make this podcast possible. It only costs a small amount per episode to produce the Penny Forward podcast, and your assistance will be greatly appreciated. Again, thank you for being a Penny Forward podcast listener.
Welcome to the Penny Forward podcast. Penny Forward is a community of people who are blind, their families, and friends who share an interest in financial independence. Visit pennyforward.com to learn more about who we are and what we do. Join us now as we get to know people like us who are working towards their own success. Here is your host, Chris Peterson.
My guest today is Angela Fowler, creator of Angela's Awesome Jerky. Angela started selling her jerky at an NFB convention back in 2012, and we're going to hear how she has turned it into an awesome jerky empire. We're also going to hear about her career as an assistive technology specialist and her views on working as a blind person. If you'd like to get in touch with Angela, her email address is angelasawesomejerky@gmail.com. That's A-N-G-E-L-A-S. AWESOMEJERKY@gmail.com. Angela, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me about yourself. Who is Angela Fowler, and how did she come to make Angela's Awesome Jerky?
Well, that's a story and a half. So I live in California, and I currently have a 14-year-old son going to be 15 very soon. And a puppy and a kitty. They'd be mad at me if I didn't mention them. And I grew up in Northern California, in a town north of Sacramento, which is reasonably rural. And my dad and I like to do a lot of camping and such. So we'd drive around and we'd go to these country stores and we would buy small batch beef jerky. And we got to talking one day and we said, you know, we can make this stuff. We're spending all this money on small batch jerky. We can make it. And we discovered, you know, this is really good stuff. You know, we ate a lot of it. We shared it with our friends. Everybody kept saying, you know, guys, this is really good. You should start selling this stuff. Oh, come on. You know, we're not entrepreneurs. We're not business people. You know, that's a lot of work, right? A lot of work. So 2012 happened. And 2012 was like my personal little microcosm of 2020, right? It was one of those years where everything went wrong. I'd moved back home with my son. My dad wasn't working. I was supporting the entire family on not very much. Finances just weren't there. And I had national convention. I was going to the NFB national convention at the time. So I'm like, how am I going to afford this? I've already bought the plane ticket. I've already, you know, got my hotel situation figured out. But how am I going to afford this? So I got to talking to a friend of mine, and I was commiserating. I was, well, let's tell the truth and shame the devil. I was whining about how the financial situation and how I was going to afford convention. And he's one of the ones that had been after me to sell my jerky. So he said, Angela, I will loan you the money. Take 100 bags of jerky, 150 bags of jerky, whatever you can do to convention and sell it.
Okay. And what happened next?
No, what happened next is the beginning of a legend. So as I thought about it, called him up the next day. I said, I'm going to take you up on your offer. So he loaned me the money. I went down, got the meat, got the ingredients, made a bunch of jerky, sold it at convention, and it funded my convention. I was able to pay my friend back, and I brought a little money home. And out of that, people started asking for more jerky. That they ate it, they enjoyed it, they wanted more. So I started shipping it. So, you know, it went from, you know, a few orders every year here and there to now I'm shipping out a bunch of jerky every week.
We'll continue our interview in a moment, but first,
I want to tell you really quickly about some folks at superblink.org. They are the folks that make these podcasts sound as amazing as they do. Have you ever thought about putting music or sound effects or having your podcast professionally edited? There is no other place that you need to go. Superblink.org is where to go to have it done in a way that is professional, competent, and affordable. Don't go anywhere else. Look at superblink.org for all of your audio needs.
Do you have a tip or trick you've discovered that makes managing your finances easier? Tell us about it at 952-856-0313. If you missed that number, you can always find us at pennyforward.com/podcast.
What was it like to start selling at convention? Did that feel weird?
Yeah, I mean, it did, but by the same token, I'd done fundraisers and sold other stuff. So nobody really questioned me much, but now everybody knows who I am. And it's just like, oh, there's Angela, you know?
And have you sold it at conventions since then, in addition to shipping?
Yes. Yeah. I sell it at the NFB convention every year, state convention, national. In fact, I have people now who will actually track me down at convention to buy jerky.
Wow. And so that went from like an annual thing to people wanting to order it and have it shipped to them. So what was it like to set up a mail order jerky empire?
It's gotten a lot more organized. You know, at first I was still living at home at the time. So I had my dad, you know, handy. So it's like, okay, you know, I got to ship out some packages. Can we run by the post office? And then when his health declined and we would eventually lose him in 2014. A lot of money was spent on transportation. you know, it became take a bunch of jerky to work and then take the bus to the post office after work so that I'm saving money on transportation. But somebody recommended a service called Pirate Ship. And the way that works is you purchase the postage online and you label the packages. And you can actually schedule the mailman to pick it up. Just leave the packages out on the porch and they'll pick it up. And that has saved me considerable time and expense and hassle. But as far as, you know, building a jerky empire, it has pretty much exploded just in the past couple months. I did a fundraiser with my local chapter. So the word really got out about it. So yeah, I've been really, really busy with it lately.
Now, you said that you were taking the bus to the post office after work, so I presume that at least sometime during this all you were working. Are you still working, or is this a full-time thing for you now?
I'm still working. I now work for AdHoc. I'm an accessibility specialist, so when I'm not making jerky, I'm testing websites for accessibility. At the time, well, I held a couple jobs. One was for a Center for Independent Living, and the other was for a community college. So yeah, basically I've worked full-time ever since 2015.
And how does what you bring in from your jerky sales compare to what you've brought in from a regular job?
It gives my income a boost. It has fluctuated, so I really can't give you a percentage, but it's bought groceries on numerous occasions, helping me pay off a few bills. It's gotten to the point now where it's completely self-supporting and then some.
Did you start out with just one flavor? I know you have multiple flavors now.
I started out with the teriyaki and the Cajun, and those were essentially my recipes. Now, the dad's bragging rights came later. And there's a funny story about that, because my dad and I would compete in the kitchen. actually not in the kitchen, on the grill. We both like to barbecue. So he'd barbecue something one night and I'd barbecue something the next night. And neither one of us admitted that that the other ones was better. In fact, the best compliment you can get of the cook at our house is, that's almost as good as mine. So Dad comes up with this jerky recipe and he goes, I'd like to try this. Can you put some jerky in this marinade? Okay, sure. So we put it in the marinade for a few days and he sprinkled some spice on it and we dried it and I tasted it and I'm like, man, this is good. This is really good jerky. You've got bragging rights on this one. I can't, I'm not going to top this one. So hence the name Dad's Bragging Rights.
And you said that your dad since passed away. Was he around to see this take off?
Not the way that it has done. We lost Dad in 2014. And so it was really, and it's still in its infancy at that time. The real growth has only happened in the last year.
What do you think drove that growth?
I got the word out different places. I participated in a couple of Let's Go Shopping events, another online, Zoom vendor call around Valentine's Day. A bunch of us got together and took turns selling our products. And the fundraiser really gave it a boost. I mean, that took it to places it had never been. And now with my newsletter that comes out about twice a month, keeps people interested. So I'm not constantly trying to market on Facebook.
So talk about fundraisers. How do you make that a win for you and for the organization that you're fundraising for?
So the organization gets a cut of each sale. So for every bag of jerky that is sold using the link or the promo code or whatever we decide to use, in this case, it was a form that our chapter president created that that linked to PayPal. They get a percentage. And because they want to make money, they end up marketing my product for me. So I get customers that I would not ordinarily have gotten.
We'll get back to our interview in just a moment. But first,
if you're blind, it can be hard to find a job. I mean, really hard. Sometimes it can be agonizingly hard. However, if you keep working at it, there's always going to be something out there that you're going to be good at and someone is going to be willing to pay you to do. That might be in the form of a full-time job, might be in the form of a part-time job. It might be in the form of starting your own business. Be open to the opportunities. Programs available through the Social Security Administration are there to help you become employed somehow. And employment is going to bring in more income than SSI ever will.
Do you have a short success story that you would like to share on the air? Leave us a message at 952-856-0313. If you missed that number, you can always find it at pennyforward.com/podcast.
What do you think has been your most effective marketing tool?
Word of mouth. I could get on Clubhouse having no intention of talking about jerky. And somebody will come on, hey, that jerky was amazing. You should buy some of her jerky. It's incredible. I can't not market the stuff. I mean, I tell people, that some people, that there's people that sell my jerky better than I do.
I know I just had a conversation with you on Clubhouse the other day where you were kicking around ideas for new recipes. Does that happen often? Are you thinking about expanding your flavors or doing anything different? What's coming up next?
It does. And yeah, you were there and I came on just for some random reason that had nothing to do with jerky or anything else. And lo and behold, somebody showed up that is a frequent customer of mine, and we started talking about new jerky recipes. So yeah, we totally took over his room. Sorry about that. I did come out with a tequila lime flavor. It wasn't what I wanted it to be, so we're going to have to retool it. Eventually, I'm going to come out with a chipotle barbecue flavor. But the four flavors I have are really my mainstay. They're the teriyaki, Dad's Bragging Rights, The Ragin' Cajun, and The Tiffany's Best, which is our gluten-free jerky, which has its own story.
Well, tell us that story.
When I started making jerky to sell, and this was back in the old days when we met in person, I would go to my chapter meeting and I'd pass around bags of jerky, get people to taste it, maybe generate a few sales, but, you know, mostly just sort of get the word out about it. And everybody ate it. Everybody enjoyed it, except our chapter president. Our chapter president is Tiffany. So, hey, Tiffany, do you want some of this? And she goes, I'd love to, but I can't. I have food allergies and, you know, I just can't eat this. And I said, so how can I design a jerky that you can eat? So she gives me the name of this store that just happened to be on the way to, you know, Sac State, where, you know, I was going to school at the time. You literally got off the bus and you were there. And then you got back on the bus to go to school. I mean, this is like divine convenience here. So I went in and she had a profile with them. So I gave them her name and they handed me this sauce and said, you know, marinated in this, she'll be able to eat it. And so I did, and she tried it, and you know, she's totally okay with it. And we were both just delighted. So it's Tiffany's Best. It's gluten-free. It's soy-free. It does have coconut. I finally found somebody that can't eat the Tiffany's Best. One of my customers is allergic to coconut. So if you have a coconut allergy, do not eat the Tiffany's Best. But other than that, you know, like I said, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, lower in sodium. I don't want to say a healthy option because they're all healthier than what you get in the store, but it is the primo health option in the Angela Dawson jerky line.
Well, that's very cool. So let's talk a little bit about life outside of jerky, shall we? You said you're
an assistant. I have a life outside of jerky?
I think you said you were an assistive tech specialist.
I am an assistive tech specialist. In fact, I've done some, and still do a little bit of it, some technology training on the side. But for my day job, I work for a company that builds federal government websites. And my job is to test them and make sure that they're accessible.
And what has that been like? What are your views on working as a blind person?
You know, it's really rewarding. The more blind people get out there in the workplace, the more doors are going to be broken down. The more we're hired, the more we will be hired. Because if people actually see what we can do and what we're capable of, you know, most people aren't so crazy as to hold on to their misconceptions. It's the odd few that tend to stick out like sore thumbs, but most people will revise their opinion of blind people once they see us out there doing stuff.
Well, I agree. And what else goes on in your life besides jerky and work?
Or as my friend said one time, jerky and worky. I like to watch sports. I'm a sports fan. In fact, I spent a very pleasant Sunday when I wasn't harassing you on Clubhouse, just sitting back in my recliner watching the Colorado Rockies. I'm not going to tell you what the score was, but it was good. You know, it was good sitting back watching a game and not rushing around for a change. You know, if it's not that, it's a true crime podcast, true crime novel, this and this. Yeah.
We'll continue our interview in a moment, but first...
When it comes to money, do you feel a little lost? When you're in an unfamiliar financial environment and need a hand in understanding the lay of the land, Penny Forward is here to help. We provide affordable one-on-one and group financial education programs that give you the confidence to get out there and achieve your goals. Visit pennyforward.com to learn more about who we are and what we do.
Do you have a short success story you want to share on the air? Leave us a message at 952-856-0313. If you missed that number, you can always find us at pennyforward.com/podcast.
How can people connect up with you if they want to?
If you want to connect up with me, the primary way to do it is to send me an email. So I'm gonna spell this out. It's Angela's Awesome Jerky. That's ANGELAS Awesome Jerky @gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook. I have a club on Clubhouse called the Awesome Jerky Community, so you can follow that. We get together every now and again and discuss beef jerky as well as whatever other random stuff comes into our heads. And one of these days, I'm going to have a website. In fact, very soon, but I have not purchased a domain yet. I'm almost positive what it's going to be, but if I tell you, it'll change. And then I'll just have to go back and say, just kidding.
Well, if you happen to get it up before the podcast is dropped, we'll certainly put a link to it in the show notes.
There you go.
So is there anything that I didn't think to ask you that will help us to know what makes Angela tick?
You know, I have a motto: screw it, let's do it. And what that means basically is there are people that are going to tell you you can't. There are obstacles that are going to get in your way. There are things that are going to happen. But if you're passionate about something and you want to do it, and you keep pushing through all those challenges and just keep doing every day, take at least one step forward, that's how you get there. That's how you become successful. You just say, to heck with all the naysayers, to heck with everything that's getting in my way, I'm going to do this.
I really love that, and I completely agree. And speaking of just doing it, what are you planning to do next?
I want to go commercial. I want to actually be able to sell my jerky in stores. That is going to require a lot of way paving and regulation meeting and a whole bunch of scary stuff that the frustrating part of running a business, right? All the I dotting and T crossing. But yeah, I do one day want to sell my jerky commercially.
Have you been connected with anyone else who's done something like that? I'm thinking of like the lady from White Cane Coffee or the guy from The Unseen Bean. I don't know why coffee is coming up so much, but I really like it. But there are people that have sold food products before. Have you been able to talk with any of them and get any advice?
I have not, and I would definitely like to, because they could probably give me some tips on how to, you know, the best way to navigate all the regulations. I mean, it will almost definitely involve hiring a co-packer, but if I can do that, and if I can get this to an even wider market, if I can sell it through a fulfillment center and actually sell it online in quantity, then God only knows where this can go. I mean, the sky's the limit, because it really is. People wouldn't continue to buy it if it wasn't good.
Well, Angela, it's been really fun to have you here. I really appreciate it. And why don't you give out your email address one more time so that people make sure that they can order some of your awesome jerky when they get a chance.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me. It's been a lot of fun sitting here chatting with you. So my email address is angelasawesomejerky@gmail.com. And if you tell me you want to subscribe to the newsletter, I'll subscribe you and you will get a welcome message with a code for $5 off your next order.
Oh, that's a good deal. And if they just want to place an order rather than subscribing to the newsletter, can they do that too?
Absolutely. Just send me an email. I've got the four flavors currently: the teriyaki, the Dad's Bragging Rights, the Ragin' Cajun, and the Tiffany's Best. It's $10 for a 6-ounce bag and $25 a pound. And shipping is not going to be any more than $8.
Okay. Well, again, Angela, thank you.
Well, thank you. This has been fun.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Penny Forward podcast. Penny Forward is a community of people who are blind, their families and friends who share an interest in financial independence. Visit pennyforward.com to learn more about who we are and what we do. Until next time, from all of us in the Penny Forward community, thanks for listening.